Bhagavan Matsya Lila, the first of the 10 avatars, Dasa Avatar, that came to this world to teach and to do a particular function to reestablish Dharma. Keshava Drita Meena Sharira Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Keshava Drita Meena Sharira Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Keshava Drita Meena Sharira Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Bhagavan Matsyavatar Leela Ki Jai. This is our last Leela from the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. At the end of one of Brahma's very long, long days, he lay down to sleep, and as he did so, the Vedas issued from his mouth. There was a great demon named Hayagriva who stole the Vedic knowledge, because there was flood everywhere at the end of Brahma's day, and Bhagavan, Lord Vishnu, assumed a fish incarnation to rectify matters. The demon Hayagriva was killed by Lord Matsya, and he returned the Vedas to Lord Brahma. That was in the beginning of the first Manvantara. There's another Manvantara, Chakshush Manvantara. During his lifespan and reign of the universe, there's a very great devotee of the Lord named Maharaj Satyavrata, vow of truth. Satya means truth, Vrata. He always spoke the truth. He's a South Indian king. And he often performed tapasya, only drinking water. One day he was offering oblations as an offering of water back to the river, Kritamala, and a small, tiny fish appeared in his cupped hands. He threw it into the river. Then that little baby fish, he spoke to the king. Oh, you're supposed to be the king and protect all the citizens. You throw me in this water, then the big fish is going to swallow me, the little fish. I'm afraid. The king was amazed and astonished. Bismayaras, he couldn't understand, he could not understand that this little fish was God. Anyway, he picked it up and decided to give it protection. So he didn't know what he was doing. He didn't know he was handling the Lord or serving the Lord. So this is agyata sukriti, unknowing, agyan, pious or punya religious activities done without knowledge. The king kept that baby fish in a larger water jug and returned to the palace. So that night the fish grew very big, too big for the pot. The king threw him in a well. Immediately outgrew the well. Then he put it into the swimming pool or into the lake. And then he got bigger than the lake. And finally threw the big fish in the ocean. And that baby fish, who was not so baby anymore, said, "Listen, you're supposed to be protecting me. You've thrown me in this vast ocean where so many sharks can devour me." And the king was curious. "What kind of fish is this? He keeps talking to me. Who are you anyway? You're astounding me. You went from baby fish to a huge, unlimited aquatic. You must be Lord Narayan, who has taken this form for some purpose. Why have you done so?" The Supreme Lord Matsyavatar Uvacha. "A week from now there's going to be a pralaya. Everything will be inundated. and you'll see a large boat. I will send a large ark, Noah's ark. I will send a large boat to you. And you collect all kinds of seeds and herbs and get on this great boat, along with all the species of life and the Saptarishis. And you'll travel on the Pralaya Sindhu, ocean of devastation, but you'll be safe. And lo and behold, after some time, a boat appeared, and later the inundation. King Satyavrata meditated on the Lord, and he tied the rope of his boat, which was the snake Vasuki, to the horn of that fish. That horn was a Capricorn fish. That Matsyavatara had some big horn, like a rhinoceros-type horn, sticking out of his head, so that would enable Satyavrata to tie his big Noah's Ark, Satyavrata's Ark, his big boat full of herbs and seeds and plants and living entities. Steady his boat around that fixed anchor of Matsyavatara, and he could weather out the storm. And during that time, Satyavrata offers some beautiful prayers to the Lord. He said that silver, oh my Lord Vishnu, silver and gold become cleansed and more brilliant when they're smelted in the fire and all the impurities are removed and smelted or melted again. So the jiva, when he can regain his original brilliant, effulgent, pure position by performing Vishnu Bhakti. All the so-called Karmakanda gurus and demigods, no matter how much ashirvad they bestow upon their jajaman, their followers, it can't even equal to 1/10,000th the kripa, Bhagavan kripa, that Bhagavan Narayan gives to his bhaktas. Oh my Lord, please reveal my ultimate destination. Lord Matsya explained Sankhya Yoga or Bhakti Yoga to Satyavrata. He talked about the Puranas and Samhitas. And thus King Satyavrata became enlightened about the Absolute Truth. The same Satyavrata has taken birth in Krishna Lila as a person named Shradavan, the son of Vivishwan, also known as Vivishwatamanu. Next we'll start pastimes from the ninth canto of Bhagavatam.